I just really, this week, if you feel so led, spend some time really tearing those scriptures apart again and apply them. What did he say there? Practice this. Practice this. Practice this. You might feel awkward practicing it. So what? Just sit your little self down and say, I'm going to do what you said to do in Philippians 4. Let me see. I'm going to delight in you. Okay. Well, okay. I'm rejoicing. Delight. We already looked up delight before, so you can go look that up again. But delighting in the Lord is really enjoying him. So spend some time enjoying him. Of course, all those things are going to try to get you. Spend time enjoying God. This is about relationship. This is not about legalism. You can't go 1, 2, 3, do these things. What good is any of it if it's not about relationship with God? What good is your life if it's not about relationship with God? You were only put on the earth. You were only created and born in the image of God. You were created by God. You were born on the earth as a human being, made in the image of God, to have a relationship with God. That's it. That's it. If you find God while you have breath, you have accomplished what you were born to do. And if you don't, it's not because God didn't make a way for you to. Anybody who wants God will find him. Anybody. He'll send a dream. He'll send a missionary across deserts and fields and through snake traps. Whatever that is. He'll do whatever it takes. He'll do whatever a snake trap. He'll do whatever it takes. I was just having a picture of like somebody walking through swamps with snakes. I want to come and tell you about Jesus. Hey, people will go whatever they have to go to tell people about Jesus because God will see to it. Amen? So don't worry. There will not be a single person not in heaven who wanted to know God. If they wanted to know God, they will find him and they will be in heaven. Our job is to be sensitive to Holy Spirit so we can share it. So Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for peace that passes understanding. So for those people who have brains, who have to understand everything before they can have peace, would you help them tonight to realize it doesn't work like that in your kingdom? In your kingdom, we have peace before we have understanding. In your kingdom, we have joy before we have breakthrough. In your kingdom, we have the things that you declare that we have based on who you are and as we walk with you, and then everything in our life lines up with the realities that we have in Christ Jesus. Father, every person in this room who knows you can do all things through you. The key is to know you, to walk with you, to hear you, and to fall in love with you and your word. And I give you praise for what you're doing. And I thank you, Lord, as you break the power of discouragement off of these people in this place, as we break the power of being those who discourage others, that you would change our hearts and completely set us free in this area. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.